people are only coming to terms now with what has happened. You know, the last couple of days, people have been sort of getting their heads around what happened, and they're only realising now the real extent of the damage, let it be businesses, let it be households, let it be the road infrastructure. And it's a scary time for people at the minute, but I mean, we all have to work together and try to get this rectified as soon as possible. Today we met with Minister Kevin Moran and with Minister Joe McHugh as an initial municipal district, and we had a very good meeting with all the executive of the council, the senior engineers within the council. And there is quite a plan put in place. The council have been working extremely hard over the last couple of days to put a plan in place to make sure that there's no one that is homeless, there's no one that is out in the streets, that there's no one, as the minister says, he doesn't want to see anyone out of pocket here. The Minister Regina Doherty, I think, is coming tomorrow to put a plan in place for people to get money to get their house back in order again from the flooding. The council also are putting in place skips all around Inishowen for people to use to get rid of rubbish, and that's happening in a number of areas. But yes, Catherine, it's an extremely anxious time for a lot of people at the moment.
Just to touch on infrastructure, Councillor, we know that a certain number of bridges have been effectively washed away, but what of those that haven't? Should a wider investigation be carried out further down the line on those bridges that may have been not necessarily damaged, but, you know, taken the toll of the weather?
Yeah, I think that's something that we certainly have to do. We have to take a look at all our bridges and look at whether these bridges are fit for purpose or not, because clearly a lot of the bridges that we have are not fit for purpose. And I think this is an eye-opener for a lot of us, especially within the council, that we do have to take a serious look at the infrastructure that we have within our county, and I suppose especially now within Inishowen, and try and do something to make sure that the likes of the things that we've seen, they don't happen again. Now, there are also big steps that need to be taken in relation to our rivers. We need to, and I've asked the council today, to put in place a special team, like the team that's dealing with all the roads at the minute and checking all the roads at the minute, that they go around and do the same with all our rivers, because there's a number of rivers running at the minute that's not running in where the river should be. And that is very, very dangerous if there's any more water over the next 2 to 3 days, that these rivers, again, will be in a position where they could flood houses, and we have to get that sorted extremely, extremely quickly.